Lowe's early Black Friday deals are going fast. Don't miss up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. And with Christmas around the corner, you're going to need more string lights, right? Save $4 on GE LED 100-count string lights, now just $5.98. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
And hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank y'all for coming back again this week. God is good, right? God is so good. And I do still have a sore throat from these allergies, so with me. I'm the out-of-the-box Reverend Pastor from Virginia here. Thank y'all for taking a moment for the advertisement and sponsor here. And let's get on with the word. Praise the Lord. Everybody's been great. Had a great week. And like I said, Word of Hope through Jesus Christ Ministry welcomes you back as we gather in the Garden of Joy, speaking God's word to the world. And the radio, by the way, great AI generated music, my creations out of my mind and my heart, my soul. So for you, you have many types singing God's word to the world. So anyway, let's get on with the program here, folks. And, no more memos. God is good, right? I've been good to you. Let's go on to Genesis 3 and John. Oh, John 3, 1 through 21. Of course, 3:16 through 18, we all know very well that God had sent his son. He had a divine plan from Genesis 3, from Genesis 1. God always got a backup plan for you and me, anyone, because we are still his masterpieces, fearfully and wonderfully made. We are. Have never been unworthy. Have never been inadequate. Have never, never been broken. Never. We are always worthy, adequate, and we are never broken. We just lost. So we reclaim our identity that we lost in Genesis 3 through our ancestors. Great, 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 great. Grandpappy, grandmama. And guess what happened? We've been punished for centuries. And God has a plan, a divine plan for you and me. And he said, guess what? I'm going to send my son. And it's your free will that took you out. It's your free will that's going to bring you in. And it's going to be your free will to receive salvation, redemption, reclaiming your identity through Christ, who died on the cross for you and me, each and every one. It doesn't matter. There's no race in grace and no controversy in mercy. Praise the Lord, God is moving. And we are all one people. We're all equal. Apple of his eye. We're named food in his hand. He's got a firm grip on you and me. Don't let go. Don't let go. Genesis 3, and this is in the Passion Translation, is where the fall, it's called the fall. So we get these words, repent. That's putting icing on the cake. It has a bunch of ants in it called sin. And in Matthew 4:17, scripture tells us that Jesus said, continuously turn from your sin. He told the woman at the grounds where she was, set before Jesus. It set Jesus in a trap, but they didn't know that Jesus is above all things, and you can't comprehend the way he thinks. And they all was like, well, we got you now. Jesus said, where are the people that condemned you? Where are your accusers? They all fled. No one here. No one's here. Master. Rabbi. Go and sin no more. Say, go. Go and repent. Yeah. I don't use the word repent and sorry. I don't do religion and I don't do tradition. And I try to get away from man-made words and get right to the point. When you make it an apple pie, you don't tell how many people, you don't tell people how to make it and say, well, you put 15 oranges in it and cut them up real nice and put them in there with some sauce. No, you put apples in there. If it's apples, you call them an apple pie, bad apple pie. Don't call it something else. Get right to the point. Cut the chase. Get to the point. Fall, Genesis 3, the Passion Translation, TPT, Brian Sims version. Now, the snake was the most cunning of all living beings that Yahweh God has made. He deviously asked the woman, did God really tell you, you must not eat from the fruit from any tree of the garden? You must not eat fruit from any tree of the garden? Word salad, right? Twisted up what God had spoken to Adam, the man of the house. And the woman said, but the woman interrupted. We may eat the fruit of any tree in the garden, except the tree in the center of the garden. God told us, don't eat its fruit or even touch it, or you'll die. But the snake said to her, you certainly won't die. God knows that that moment you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing both good and evil. When the woman saw that the tree produced delicious fruit, delightful to look upon, and desirable to give one sight, insight, she took its fruit and ate of it. She gave some to her husband who was with her, and he also ate it. Immediately their eyes were opened, and they realized they were naked, vulnerable, and ashamed. So they sewed fig leaves together for coverings. God manifests in the garden. Then Adam and his wife heard the sound of Yahweh, God, passing through the garden in the breeze of the day. So they hid from the trees, concealing themselves from the face of Yahweh. Then Yahweh God called Adam's name and asked, where are you? God had asked, where are you, Adam? Where are you in me? God was referring to, do you still love me? Do you still love me? I will be with you to the end, and I will die for you, Jesus. Yahweh had asked Adam, called him out by name, as Jesus said, Lazarus, come out. Lazarus, wake up, come out. Where are you, God said. Where are you in me, basically what God said. Are you still with me? Do you still love me? Why are you hiding from me? I'm not hateful. I'm not a hateful father. I'm a loving father, merciful. Adam answered, I heard your powerful presence moving in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid. Who told you that you were naked? God said, did you eat on the tree that I commanded you not to eat of? Adam pointed to the woman. Here comes the blame game. Pointed to the woman and said, the woman you placed alongside of me, he gave me the fruit from the tree and I ate it. So Yahweh God said to the woman, what have you done? The woman pointed to the snake and said, the shining snake tricked me and I knew of it. Yahweh God said to the snake, because you have done this, you are cursed above every wild animal, condemned above every creature of the field. You will slither on your belly and eat dust all of the days of your life. And I will place great hostility between you and the woman, and between her seed and yours. He will crush your head, and you, as you crushed his heel. He will crush your head as you crush his heel. Then God said to the woman, I will cause you labor pains in childbirth to be manifested on you, intensifying pains. With pain, you will give birth to children. You will desire to dominate your husband, but he will want to dominate you. And to Adam, he said, because you obeyed your wife instead of me, when you ate from the forbidden tree, when I had commanded you not to, the ground will be cursed because of you. See, everybody says that God cursed us. It's not a curse. God cursed the ground we live on. When I had commanded you not to do so, the ground will be cursed because of you. What happened with Cain? Cain and Abel. I hear. Am I your brother's keeper? Where's your brother? Am I your brother's keeper? I hear the blood crying from the ground. You will eat of it through painful toil. You will eat of it through painful toil all the days of your life. It will sprout weeds and thorns, and you will eat plants of the field. You will painfully toil and sweat to produce food to eat until your body, naked from the ground, returns to the ground. For you are from dust, and to dust you will return. The man named his wife Eve, life giver, because she would become the mother of every human being. Yahweh God made garments from animal skins to clothe Adam and Eve. God had to kill one. That was the first bloodshed. God had to kill one of his creations. Do you imagine how heartbroken what God had to do? He had to do, he was heartbroken for what they did. Only one commandment. And as it comes into the Torah, Moses' law, and Moses had given 10 commandments. And we can't hold one of them. We can't, because if you hold one, you break them all. But guess what? He only had one commandment. He gave the man of the house, Adam, one order, and the wife was to obey, and she failed. And then came the blame game. It's your fault, God. You created her. You put her beside me. And Yahweh said, the man has become like one of us, knowing good and evil. And now he may take in his hands fruit from the tree of life and eat of it and live forever. Therefore, Yahweh God expelled him from Eden's paradise to till the ground from which he was taken. He drove them out of the garden and placed fearsome, angelical sentries east of the garden of Eden with a turning fiery sword to guard the way to the tree of life. See, God didn't want them, he could not have them eat from the tree of life because then they would live forever in sin. And his divine plan of setting things forward into place, which is just a twinkle of an eye to the time of God, because God moves all time, created all time, and lives in no time. Wrap your head around that. But we make time for everything, and we have this and this thing here. And we do this and we do that, and we're always busy. You say, hey, so and so, you know, Syrah, Alexisia. I'm just saying it because they'll talk to me if I say it properly. You got all these things that tell you and remind you of time. But our time is short living in this world, and God said, I can't have them living forever in sin. So I'm going to have to send myself and my son, send my son to come into the flesh and spirit and be able to, check my timing here, I'm sorry, and come into pain and sorrow and all these things and miracle wonders and completely surrender his life to mankind. For you and me, he died on that cross, thinking about each and every one of us. And I'm going to come into of the rebirth, reclaiming your identity. And that's in John 3:1-21. And this is in the New Living Translation. The other was in TPT, The Passion. There was a man, John 3:1-21. There was a man named Nicodemus, a Jewish religious leader who was a Pharisee. After dark one evening, he came to speak with Jesus. Rabbi, he said, we know all that God has sent. We all know that God has sent you to teach us. Your miraculous signs are evidence that God is with you. Jesus replied, I tell you the truth, unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. What do you mean? Exclaimed Nicodemus. How can an old man go back into his mother's womb and be reborn again? Jesus replied, I assure you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and of spirit. Humans can reproduce only human life, but the Holy Spirit gives birth to spiritual life. See, the Holy Spirit has not came upon things yet. And they're like, the Holy Spirit, what are you talking about, the Holy Spirit? Because Jesus didn't ask the Father to send the Holy Spirit to the earth for us to be the advocate, the Holy Spirit, the helper, until much later. And I'm like, the Holy Spirit? What do you mean? Give birth to spiritual life? What do you mean? So don't be surprised when I say, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wants to. Just as you can hear the wind, but can't tell where it comes from or where it is going. So you can't explain how people are born of the Spirit. How are these things possible? Nicodemus asked. Jesus replied, you are a respected Jewish teacher, and yet you don't understand these things. I assure you, when I tell you what we know and have seen, when I tell you about earthly things, how can you possibly believe if I tell you about heavenly things? I'll go through that again. Jesus replied to him, how is this possible? What are you talking about, the Holy Spirit? I don't know. What is the Holy Spirit? I'm trying to wrap my head around you, Rabbi. The wonders and signs and the things that you do that are from a spirit out of this world, not of this world, but who created this world and me. And yet I got to be reborn because of the sin that we carry and inherit. Until Jesus Christ came and died on the cross and said it was finished, and he took that inherited sin, we had it no more. We weren't born in sin. You received sin. And you reclaim your identity from the inherited sin in which God sent his son to take that burden from you, that debt you cannot pay. So that sin doesn't exist anymore. But you live in sin because of this world, just as word salad came upon Eve and took down Adam to have a household. And that's where we're at today. I assure you, you are a respected teacher, Jewish rabbi. And yet you don't understand these things. I assure you, we tell you what we know and have seen, and yet you won't believe our testimony. And if you don't believe me when I tell you about earthly things, how can you possibly believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ever gone to heaven and returned. The Son of Man has come down from heaven, and as Moses lifted up the bronze snake on a pole in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him will have eternal life. Reclaim your identity. Be washed clean. And for a new start, cleanse me. Watch, I repent. I'm not asking forgiveness. Man-made word of repent says, I know you took my sin, Jesus, and I want to be washed clean. I want a new start. Clean me of the sins that I have done. I am the one who blots out your sins and your transgressions and your sins and remembers your sins no more. Isaiah 41:25, somewhere around there. For this is how God loved the world. He gave his only, one and only Son. Okay. So that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. God sent his son into the world not to judge the world, to save the world through him. There is no judgment against anyone who believes in him, but anyone who does not believe in him has already been judged for not believing in God's one and only Son. Mark 16, Jesus has spoken after he's told his disciples, go and speak the message, the good news to the world. He said, and if anyone believes and is baptized, they shall be saved. But if they do not believe, they are condemned already. They already judged themselves and placed themselves in judgment. And here it says, and the judgment is based on this fact. God's light came into the world, but people love the darkness more than the light, for their actions were evil. All who do evil hate and refuse to go near it for fear that their sins will be exposed. Adam, where are you? I'm hiding. I'm in fear. I'm afraid. I'm naked and afraid. I'm over here. I don't want to expose my sin. You see what I'm saying? Follow your bookmarks. Do your research. Write in your Bible, the paper Bible. Research with your phone. But those who do what is right come into the light so that others can see that they are doing what God wants. And that's the way things are, folks. It's just that simple. And nobody tries to make it complicated. It's simple. Adam and Eve messed up. We're living that turmoil. Jesus sent his Son, come in the flesh and spirit and return as spirit to sit beside himself, but yet himself asking himself to send back the helper himself back here that we cannot see. Spiritual connection to advocate that we have. Wrap your head around that. We are made in the likeness of that. So God created. God said they're like, he's that man, Adam's like us. We can't have that. So just come to the Lord. Be reborn again. Don't worry about any of this other stuff that goes along with it. Repent, repent. Continuously turn from your sin. Say that. I will continuously turn from my sin, Jesus. Come into my light. I will make you my Lord and Savior. I will continue to turn from my sin, even though I shall fall. The fall. Remember Genesis 3? The fall. I know I will fall. I will not be perfect. But I am a masterpiece and I am fearfully, wonderfully made. I am not broken. I am not inadequate. I am not unworthy. Don't sing songs for that kind of stuff. Don't sing songs about that stuff. Stop from the word repent. Stop from the word rapture. Those who are left over will be gathered and taken up to the clouds with me, and that's where they will be. After the dead rise. When you see dead people coming out of the ground, let me tell you something. It's too late to all repent. Okay. Sure. No. Time has come. The time of judgment time has come. And you shall redeem yourself to Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, I know you died on the cross for me. See, there's no sinner's prayer in the Bible. That's another thing you got to remember. There's no sinner's prayer. I will make you my Lord and Savior. I will continuously to turn from my sin. I know you are the one. You are the Father, God Almighty. You are the one that blots out my transgressions and remembers my sins no more. When I receive your Son, as Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, come into my heart, make me new, make me whole again. Reclaim my identity pre-Genesis 3. See how that rhymes? Pre-Genesis 3. God created masterpieces. Now, we're not broken up. Just we're getting remolded. We're getting remolded. And we're getting prepared. God is preparing you. When you come to Christ and start a new life, God is preparing you for the kingdom. No one comes to the Father except through me, Jesus Christ. And if I go, I'm going to go. I have to go back to be seated beside the Father. And when I go, I will prepare a room for you. And when I finish a room for you, I will come back and get you, and you will be with me where I am. Just turn your life around and do a 180. Pray to the Lord. Grant forgiveness for the sins that you have committed, because the inherited sin that you have has been removed. You have already got that jump start. You have already got that jump start. You don't have to worry about that part anymore. Just from the time that you have been born and grown into this world and become worldly and idolizing your Cadillac or your home or your Volvo or your Mercedes or your boats or your motorcycles and other, I got to do this and I got been there, done that. Been there, done that. And Jesus Christ comes after the ones that are not whole and he puts you together. Oh, he's looking for broken people. No, he's not broken. He's looking for people to heal. He's looking for the sick. Well, I feel good. I feel great. No, you're sick. If you're living in this world and you idolize this world, you're sick. And God's looking for you. He sent his son. And he said, come to me, lean on me, talk to me, have a relationship with me. Folks, God bless you. Stay toasty. I love you. Learn from your sin continuously and make that relationship with Jesus Christ today. I encourage you to do so. God bless you. I hope you got a message out of this and something that touches you. Plant a seed. We are all disciples. Word of hope that Jesus Christ loves you. Reverend Doc here, Robert Bogrodzki, loves you. Jesus Christ loves you, and he died, and he rose, and he lives forevermore. In the name of Jesus, praise the Lord. Thank you, Father God. Amen. Stay toasty. Keep your joy. I love you.